So I've been having a lot of conversations lately with moms just like you and I. Some are stay-at-home moms, some are work-at-home moms, and they're struggling with the consistency in their health habits. They are struggling making time for themselves, taking care of themselves, and I want to have a conversation about this because you have to come first too. There may be some tough love in here, but I really don't think so because it's all said in love. But I guess that's what tough love is, right? Loving concern expressed to help you take responsibility for your actions, and that can benefit you in the long run. So, Mama, we first make our habits, but then our habits make us. And I want to help you get a simple grasp on how to incorporate healthy habits into your life in order to transform your life in motherhood. Let's chat about how to incorporate new habits and break old ones with the Balanced Mom Method formula. And spoiler, I am giving you a sneak peek of some of the actual modules within the Balanced Mom Method course, woohoo, where we take a deep dive into auditing our current lifestyle in order to make a sustainable change. And then wrapping this episode with what five healthy habits to focus on in 2023. What five healthy habits you can start that will transform your motherhood and life. Let's get to it. Hey, Mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, Mama. Let's overcome together. So, how are you doing with your habits this year instead of focusing on New Year's resolutions? I know that I said I've been having conversations with moms, but maybe I haven't been talking with you. So, how are you doing with your habits this year? And if you haven't started yet, or maybe nothing has stuck, it's okay, because today we are diving into five habits you can focus on first and helping getting you started. But before we do, there's something that you have to do before you ever want to implement something new into your life. You know what that is? An audit of your current life situation that you're wanting to change or implement something new. And why do you have to take an audit? That's just such like a, it's not a sexy term, like it's kind of a boring word, but you have to do this audit because I have found that through years of work and research and experience myself and with working with other moms that sustainable change cannot happen unless you get to the root of where you are really struggling and acknowledging what you are currently doing that makes it a struggle in the first place. And you know it, that is step one and step two in my IASI approach in the Balanced Mom Method formula, identify and audit. So often we skip to that final step of implement because we live in such an instant gratification society that we want to change and we want that change now. But you can't start at step four if you're here for the longevity, right? You have to start and do that foundational groundwork. You have to get obsessed with learning about you and about your current lifestyle and what you're currently doing. You have to become so obsessed with being the best you possible, and that is the life work. Let me share some not so good things that I used to obsess over that brought on some not so good habits within my life. I used to obsess over my weight, my body image, negative self-talk, what people thought of me, other people's opinions, my unhappiness, my fear of the future. All these things were part of my everyday thought process. I was focusing and becoming so obsessed over these things. And you know that when you focus on something, it starts to always pop into your mind. That's like your default, right? Your thoughts become your reality, your mindset loop, right? You see how it's all connected? So me focusing on those things like my body image brought on more negative self-talk. And then I would use alcohol as a vice to numb it, to blur the edges. That negative mindset loop brought on so many not so good habits within my life. And I was focusing on all those negative things, and it was just a bad, vicious cycle. And I didn't understand. I had that victim mindset. I didn't understand why the society norm, it was so stressful. I didn't get it. The judgments, the pressure, the fighting and resisting myself in order to fit into that mediocrity. I knew deep down that I wasn't cut out for that type of life because nothing felt natural. Everything felt forced. And I was trying to fit in, but it never felt natural. Like I said, it just never felt like it flowed, I guess. Like my life was flowing, if that even makes sense. But I got so caught up in the hustle of just trying to be what society set standards for that I forgot who I was. And I am so grateful that I came up with the courage, yes, the courage to stand up for me and to finally hear the messages coming in to me, to listen to me, to listen to my intuition and accept that I didn't want that life. So I promise there is another way. It may not be easy at first. It will not, actually. It will not be easy at first. You may have to make sacrifices, but I tell you, it is worth it. It is worth it to be able to be authentically, unapologetically you and own your life for the rest of your life. Because self-love and taking care of yourself, it's not about just treating yourself. It's also taking responsibility and doing what's right and what's best for you long term. And big picture, this starts with connecting to yourself and being intentional with your habits and how you want to live your life. So we have to first take an audit of your lifestyle habits. Good or bad, our habits dictate our life. So if we are full of some not so good habits, that may also lend to those negative emotions, those downward spirals, that negative mindset loop. You get it, right? But, you know, I just shared me, you know, past Jenna 10 plus years ago and how all of that correlates together. Your mindset loop, your thoughts, your beliefs, they dictate your reality because that's where your habits come from, your actions. And then your habits make your reality. What did I say in the teaser of this episode? You know, first we make our habits, but then our habits make us. That is our lifestyle. So I want to share a snippet of actual audio footage of the Balanced Mom Method online course that goes into step two, the audit of the Balanced Mom Method formula within our health habits. So let me play it for you now.
It's time for your final audit. This is based on your current lifestyle habits to improve your self-love and worth for yourself, increase your energy, boost your confidence, and overall help you find yourself again in motherhood. Have you ever felt that you're just so drained that you're not taking care of yourself? And then that spirals into guilt, excuses, maybe even some resentment, and ultimately worsens your mental health, continuing you in that vicious survival mode cycle. If so, you are not alone. But did you know that 99% of what we do is habitual? Like, wow. So needless to say, our habits truly define us. And if we are composed of a lot of bad habits that hinder our growth, numb our feelings, and ultimately make us feel less than, we tend to continue on that vicious cycle of numbing, hating, and leaning on negativity and poor self-worth. So bringing us back to the four-step approach of identify, audit, simplify, and implement, we need to take control to break those bad habits and replace them with those that are in alignment with what it is that we want to feel, experience, and become. Only by consciously recognizing, understanding, and accepting our actions and behaviors can we begin to truly work towards making positive changes in our life. So the good news is that there are simple strategies and simple habits to adopt and implement into your life to help you break free of your survival mode cycle and increase your energy, self-esteem, and overall quality of life, giving some of you back to you. And my hopes with this next audit and simplify step that you will move from stuck and feeling not good enough to taking ownership of your well-being and make a plan to improve your health habits to gain confidence mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually to live your best life, putting you as a priority.
So in acknowledging your current health habits, you can equip yourself with the awareness to improve in areas needed to increase your overall quality of life, giving some of you back to you. So once you know that you have a choice, nothing can hold you back. But nothing will change if you don't bring that awareness to where you are struggling. With awareness comes that clarity, and through the clarity, you can equip yourself to take back control and live the intentional life that you are after. Your ideal reality will keep coming true if you keep choosing the life that you desire and start showing up for it. So first, for the sake of this episode, you audit. I know we're kind of skipping the identify stage here, but identify kind of is what this episode is all about. Like, we're identifying that we need to change up some habits, and you need to insert where that struggle arises or where your hardships arise with that identify step. Now we audit for the sake of this episode, and then we move on to implementing those five new habits that we are about to dive into. I kind of sped up this whole process, but I'm also walking you through the simplify step of that IASI approach as we go along and as we're chatting here, because I'm giving you some habits to be able to simplify. So you take that audit of what your current health habits are, good or bad, acknowledge them, note where they fit into your day, and are there habits that you want to start? Are there habits that you want to stop? I will give another spoiler here. There is a comprehensive workbook that goes along with the Balanced Mom Method online course, and I have the full breakdown of how to do this audit step here. This is, again, just a complete, for the sake of this episode, to keep it within that 20-minute mark. I'm really speeding up this process and simplifying it for you, but we go deep in the Balanced Mom Method course. That workbook is, it's gold. It really is. So first we make our habits, then our habits make us. So take the time here, okay? Take the time here to really get honest with yourself and where your lifestyle is now. And honestly, it's in the smallest habits that matter most. Think about this. How do you spend your mornings? Maybe the majority of the time, because mom life, I get it. You can't have that consistent morning routine every morning. I know that you could strive for it, but I know it's not the same over here every single day in this season of our life. So go big picture here also, but it's in those smallest habits that matter. How you spend your mornings, how you talk to yourself, how do you talk to your kids and your loved ones, how you take care of your body with movement and nutrition and hydration, who you share your energy with and having boundaries to protect yourself, consuming less screens and more growth, maybe more nature, practicing gratitude and leaning on meditation and prayer, and believing that what you do is your best. These don't have to be radical changes, but if you can focus on being a little better every single day, be a little more intentional and show up every single day, you will see amazing transformations for the long haul. So five healthy habits for 2023 that will transform your motherhood and your life. Habit number one is drink water. Hydrate yourself. If you listen to episode 16 with Kim Shapira, she shared a couple facts about how important water consumption is. Like, she got deep into like how much water our cells are composed of, okay? So you probably know that the majority of our bodies are made up of water, but even our cells are half water. So, which they're constantly, think of how your body operates. It's constantly detoxing and working, right, to stay alive, right, in a sense. But drinking more water just helps our body optimally function. But there's also like those more so things that we can tell differences in, like improving your skin or reducing inflammation, helping you lose weight, gain more energy. There's a reason that we can't live more than a few days without water, guys, okay? So keep it simple. Keep your habits simple. We all have the luxury of having water on hand. Like, don't take that for granted. Hydrate yourself. All right, habit two is movement every day. It doesn't have to be extravagant. Just move. Dance. Go for a walk. Our bodies reduce cortisol, release feel-good endorphins. Work with how your bodies work. Right? When you think of it like that, it brings so much gratitude and being able to move an able body, right? And again, I have to bring the simplicity piece here, right? You have the luxury of being able to move your able body, work with how your body works, and move every single day. Habit number three is connect to you. We call this our morning mindset and the Balanced Mom Method course. And this could look like getting up 30 minutes earlier for prayer, affirmation, meditation, gratitude, and/or journaling. And if you're listening to this live, you know that the habit of the month this month for January is connect to yourself. So you could go in our Motherhood Empowerment community and ask a question. Hey, how are you guys connecting with yourself right now? If it's different from, you know, prayer, affirmation, meditation, gratitude, journaling, or ask like, when do you find this time within your day? I love to do it either first thing in the morning or right when I put my kids down for their afternoon nap. Habit number 4 is protect your energy and have boundaries. This can even mean with yourself. Have positive self-talk with yourself. Work towards eliminating your limiting beliefs. Do that inner work. And also with others, having boundary with others, protecting your energy with others. I know this is easier said than done because we typically are always the yes woman, the pleasers. But if you don't find peace or you feel that your peace is stripped away from you in certain situations or around certain people, there are respective boundaries that you could put into place to protect your energy and keep your peace and keep your joy. And habit number 5 is scroll less and read more, aka less screen time for you, okay? We're not talking about your kids. We are talking about for you, because how many times can you just sit on the couch, sink into the couch, grab your phone, and 10 minutes later, you're like, oh my gosh, like where did the time go? An episode is coming on this. Just wait. I already am like having a rough draft with all the things that I want to talk about on an episode about less screen time for you. But the scrolling less, reading more has actually been on my goal sheet starting since last year. And I put it on there again this year because it's such an amazing reminder just to see that every day when I look at my goals. So taking a break from social media, in my opinion, is a form of self-care. Like, amen. Why? Because it allows you to reconnect to you, to your mind, to yourself, and to turn off from the noises of the world, the comparisons, the highlight reels that can bring on that mom guilt or comparison or jealousy or judgment, resentment, all those negative emotions, right? And just imagine, this is where some honesty comes into play. Imagine the amount of time that you would have or that you would save if you stopped scrolling your phone and stopped watching TV. Sit with that for a minute. I know we are all different, and personally, I kind of broke that numbing out habit with sitting down and zoning out in front of the TV. But trust me, like I still watch TV, but that TV time, it's intentional time because it's typically watching a movie with my family. But my vice, that crutch, that idol that I find myself is scrolling my phone while I'm nursing my daughter. And that's that idol that I always have to keep in check because that 20 minutes goes by and I'm like, I could have been reading, I could have been listening to an audiobook, I could have just been sitting like and just decompressing, right? So another way to think of this is, and where I'm going to leave it here, because I could talk about this all day, but again, this topic will be an episode so soon, so look out for it. But we go on social media to connect, but when we do that, we're becoming more disconnected to the people that we are actually with and the moments that we are presently living in while we're scrolling our phones. Sit with that, okay? Like that's good stuff. That is tough love, good stuff right there. So, okay. I also have a couple bonus habits if you want to tackle them, be an overachiever for you, like yes. So I have these bonus habits for a reason, because in some places we don't see sunshine all day and certain seasons of life make it hard to sleep. So that's why these are bonus habits. So bonus habit number 1 is getting sunlight first thing when you wake up. This helps reset your circadian rhythm. It helps with your focus, increases your energy, like yes to all the above, like better sleep, better focus, better, more energy. And I know it's been so dark and gloomy here in the Midwest lately. And just this time of year, it's also freezing for the most part, but lately it's been above freezing, but raining and just cloudy, like for weeks and weeks. So I have to add that one though, because vitamin D does your body so, so good. And bonus habit number 2 is prioritize your sleep. Again, this is also a bonus habit because I understand this is not always possible. Like, hello, hi. I am still up every hour, sometimes multiple times an hour. Sometimes we're up for hours at a time. So gosh, like I feel like my mind, my life has been so consumed lately with trying to prioritize sleep, spending all of my waking hours trying to get my baby girl to sleep, thinking about her sleep, stressing about her sleep, being so fogged because I'm not getting sleep either. So like, by golly, I'm choosing it when I can and trying my best to prioritize it. But I understand that sometimes in seasons of life, sleep is not always an option, but always like keep that in your forefront. Like, never feel like you are making an excuse if you are choosing to sleep. Okay. So, all right, 5 healthy habits for 2023 that will transform your motherhood and your life. Quick recap. 1, drink water. 2, movement every day. 3, connect with yourself. 4, protect your energy and have boundaries. 5, less screen time for you. And bonuses, 1 is get sunshine every day. And 2 is prioritize your sleep. So next steps for you after this episode, your homework, if you will, because I'm like on the Balanced Mom Method course here, like I'm in that mode. Get out your workbook, get out your journal, do your audit. This is next steps after this episode. I want you to do the work. Do your audit. Now is the time to choose right here and now to be conscious of your habits that will help you live the life that you deserve and dream of. You already know some things that you should probably stop doing and maybe some things that you should probably start doing, right? So decide to live your best life and have the discipline to work towards it and show up for it every single day, because the world needs you. Your family needs you. Your children need you. You need you. Let's do this, okay? And be honest with yourself, as change can only occur if you feel and accept your current situations and experiences, okay? Don't try to shove something under the rug like, oh, I only do that sometimes. Write it down, okay? Remember also, do not make any judgments, okay? Don't make judgments with your current habits or feelings towards yourself. This is to bring awareness to what you're currently doing in order to make that change, to bring on your ideal balanced lifestyle. With awareness comes clarity. Let's get after this. And if you want more, become a Balanced Mom Method mom and get enrolled in the course. Yes, my main focuses, they're always so simple. They're so sustainable. They're doable with 2 kids. And I believe that the habits and strategies within this course, it's what helps me be my best for me and for them. All right. You will be your best self when you take time to understand what you really need, what you really feel, and what you really want. And that's what we do in the Balanced Mom Method. We change the narrative and know that we can give our children and our families the best, but not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. The Balanced Mom Method will weed the fluff and show you how to think differently and reconnect to your mind, identity, and life, breaking you free from that survival mode cycle to start living with peace and presence and confidence, clarity, and balance, reclaiming control of your life and motherhood to feel like you again. This course will help you rid that overwhelm of how, because that's a lot. Like I just said a lot at you and you're probably like, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. How do I do it? Right? It's going to walk you through this. It's going to rid that overwhelm of how do I start? How do I do this? And simplify that transformation for you. 1 nap time at a time. You know that I do everything in my nap times. Okay. So that's when things get done. So it takes 1 hour a day, right? You could reclaim your mindset and rediscover your identity, take back control of your life and motherhood, all with doable habits using the Balanced Mom Method online course. Because moms should not have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all. Go to www.bit.ly/TBMM course or head to the link in the show notes to learn more and enroll in the Balanced Mom Method. And I would truly appreciate it so, so much if you would share this episode with another mom to show her that it does not take radical change to make a drastic transformation in your motherhood and life. Baby steps and 1 day at a time, mama. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth a farming? Please read mama review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do, sending my love and light.